Prior to the last state budget, the counties were allowed to have shoreland zoning rules stronger than what were considered minimum state regulations. Those rules cover everything from structure proximity to the shoreline, to boathouses, to the height of buildings, and much more. When the change happened in the last 2 years, the counties were ordered by the state to get their rules to conform to the less stringent state regulations. Planning and Zoning Director Carl Jenrich summarized a long chain of meetings trying to rewrite the local rules.
We had 77 meetings with the Planning and Development Committee. We've also had 21 meetings with DNR and other elected officials such as Tiffany and or Schweringen.
He says they will go to the Wisconsin Counties Association to try to rewrite some of the provisions of the modified rules. Bob Martini, a former DNR water specialist and county board member, attended all three meetings, saying the lakes in the North Woods are in danger because of development. He said the local rules now must be as strict as allowed under state rules to offer as much protection as possible.
We've already got some big lakes, important lakes, that are showing signs of being adversely affected by nutrients already. Pelican Lake and Minocqua come to mind. These are lakes that are already approaching the tipping point. Tipping point is that point beyond which you can't recover. You can't remove nutrients from a lake. Once they're in there forever, unless you're in a big flowage with a big river coming in.
Committee Chair Scott Holowinski said the committee has worked to balance the new rules with property rights and the need to protect the water. The hearings on the changes were held in Woodruff, Three Lakes, and Rhinelander. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.